Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. India's response to the crude oil shock entered a painful adjustment phase today as the government finally bit the bullet and state-run fuel retailers raised petrol and diesel prices by about 3 rupees a litre. This is the first increase in oil prices in 4 years, with further hikes likely if crude oil prices remain above $100 a barrel. Will this be enough? Ishan Gera writes that pump prices may still need to rise by an additional 16% for oil companies to reach pre-war profit levels, even after the latest hike. Investors aren't convinced that the worst is over for fuel retailers. Shares of BPCL, HPCL, and IOCL fell as much as 4% as concerns lingered despite the price hike. Amid global uncertainties, some of India's biggest companies are being forced to rethink their priorities. Chandra Shrikant and Tushar Goenka report that Flipkart has been asked by parent Walmart to delay its IPO. The decision, taken during Walmart Chief Executive John Furner's recent visit to Bengaluru, signals that profitability is once again taking precedence over aggressive public market ambitions. Regulatory scrutiny is intensifying. Brijesh Kumar reports that SEBI officials visited IndusInd Bank's Andheri office on Monday and questioned executives from the secretarial and compliance departments on allegations of insider trading by former bank employees. In a bid to take on Chinese rivals, Samsung has reshuffled the leadership structure of its local smartphone business, reports Danish Khan. Industry executives said the biggest shift in the restructuring is Samsung's attempt to align its online and offline sales strategies under a single leadership structure. Samsung currently has a 17% market share. At the macroeconomic level, India's inflation outlook appears grim. Meghna Mittal and Priyansh Verma report that the finance ministry now expects FY27 inflation to rise to 5.5 to 6% as higher oil and food prices begin feeding through the economy. RBI is also likely to revisit both its inflation and growth projections next month. On a day when the rupee slid to another lifetime low, Ishan writes that fuel, milk and gold prices could together push retail inflation above the central bank's 4% target. What does all this mean for India Inc? Aishwarya Nair, Shiladitya Pandit and Akshara Srivastav report that industries such as cement and metals are bracing for fresh margin pressures as ripple effects of the Iran war spread across several sectors. Far from the battlefields of West Asia, the effects of the conflict are being felt inside Tirupur's garment factories. Aryaman Gupta reports from India's knitwear capital that soaring yarn, dye, freight and labour costs are squeezing margins across the textile cluster even as foreign buyers resist price hikes and smaller manufacturers struggle to stay afloat. The pressure is especially acute because Tirupur is pivoting towards polyester and synthetic active wear, making it exposed to crude-linked inflation. Some businessmen are, however, seeing opportunity amid the war-related turbulence. In an interview with Debor Shichaki and Shiladitya Pandit, Hiranandani Group's chairman, Niranjan Hiranandani, said war could spur reverse investments from the Indian diaspora into domestic real estate. And finally, Sanjay Nair, chairman of Sorin Investments and former head of KKR and Citigroup in India, writes that the bigger danger for India is not an immediate crisis, but the temptation to drift along without confronting the structural risks. He writes that India needs to monetize sovereign assets, unlock idle household wealth, boost ease of doing business, and approach foreign investments with the urgency of a banker closing deals. Also read Ananya Roy's take, where she argues that while the call for austerity is necessary for long-term economic stability, sectors like automobiles, aviation, paints, consumer durables, and tourism may have to brace for short-term pain. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.